Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, so we're introducing a new topic for the week. These are part of our daily challenges, and our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So that means we have a rhythm that keeps us in sync as one community, even if we're not together in the same place at the same time. So every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Wednesdays, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Fridays, we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day of rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new Christian community that meets regularly in Ajax, and we've got our Christmas service coming up. It's going to be Sunday, December 20th. I hope you'll join us, and you can find more information at RedeemerAjax.ca. Now, a few weeks ago, I found myself working in an office building where I started to hear signs of something that might be coming. In the morning, I heard some people gathered together in a corner of the office, all talking about their different roles as floor wardens and how they were going to marshal people. I wonder what that was about. A little bit later, I heard some people come up from the elevator and say, "There's an awful lot of security people hanging around in the lobby with megaphones. Something might be coming." We're all getting suspicious that there may be a fire drill. Well, sure enough, all the signs had been there. Right before 1 o'clock, I heard a number of people saying, "Let's go get some lunch before the drill." And at 1 o'clock, the alarm sounded, and you know what? For all the preparation that I had, I was still surprised enough. I nearly jumped out of my seat. The thing was so loud. And it was time for us to evacuate. I should have been more prepared. My colleague came along, and he'd already gathered up his laptop and coat before the alarm went off. So he was able to walk out with it, just in case the drill went on longer than we expected. Seemed like everybody was prepared except for me, even though all the signs had been there. I knew all the same signs as they did, and yet I wasn't prepared for what was surely coming. I acted as if it might be tentative, as if it might not happen, and so I didn't prepare. Where others knew it was a certainty. The signs were all there, they were ready. Now this had no real consequences, it was just a drill. But there are all kinds of other things where the signs should warn us and prepare us for what's coming. Angina is a sign of a heart attack, a sign that you need to change something about your lifestyle, get some help, get some medication, whatever it might be. A TIA is a sign of a stroke coming, time to, again, get some help before it's too late. A maxed out credit card is a sign that you might not be able to pay off your bills this month, and debt is going to be building. There are all these things in life that are warning signs for us, letting us know that something is coming, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. They're warnings and signs that we should prepare, get ourselves ready for what's coming, whether it is good or bad. So here's a question I want you to think about and discuss with some friends today. What kinds of promises do you depend on in your daily life? What signs do you watch for in your work and home life that tells you what's coming and how to get ready? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.